الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this session of رياض الصالحين. We are still with the chapter of patience, and today we are with hadith number 42, which is agreed upon and reported on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما كان يوم حنين آثر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ناسا في القسمة فأعطى الأقرع بن حابس 100 من الإبل وأعطى عيينة بن حصن مثل ذلك وأعطى ناسا من أشراف العرب وآثرهم يومئذ في القسمة فقال رجل والله إن هذه قسمة ما عدل فيها وما أريد فيها وجه الله فقلت يا رسول الله فقلت والله لأخبرن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأتيته فأخبرته بما قال فقال فتغير وجهه حتى كان كالصرف ثم قال فمن يعدل إذا لم يعدل رسول إذا لم يعدل الله ورسوله ثم قال يرحم الله موسى قد أوذي بأكثر من هذا فصبر قال فقلت لا جرم لا أرفع إليه بعدها حديثا. عبد الله بن مسعود is saying that after the battle of Hunain, and the battle of Hunain was right after the conquer of Mecca, when Rasulullah sallam came on the 8th year of Hijra to Mecca and conquered it, opened it, then he moved to Hunain in order to conquer Taif. He was going to Taif to conquer it, but the people of Taif, Taqif, the tribe of Taqif, Hawazin, and others, they all gathered and formed one big strong army and came down to fight with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they brought with them one old man, expert of war. And he was carried on a bed. Carried on a bed. They made a bed for him, and four men were carrying him because he is too old to walk. And his eyebrows were already dropped down because of his age, and he can't see well. But they brought him just as an expert to advise what to do. And he gave them a very well planned. Hunain is a valley between Taif and Mecca, close to Mecca. And it is a wide valley. And you know the dry valley, usually the land of it is soily. It's not solid. So this man, the expert, told them to be on the edges of the valley, behind the trees. So when the army of Rasulullah ﷺ come inside the valley, they shoot them with arrows. So when Rasulullah ﷺ and the companions came towards the valley, they started shooting them. So most of the people, Rasulullah ﷺ at that battle had about 12,000 fighters with him. But most of them, except for Rasulullah ﷺ, his uncle Abbas, and Usama bin Zayd, a number of people, just little, who remained in the land of the battle. Everyone else ran away. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, called his uncle Abbas. Ya Abbas, call them. Call the companions. Tell them. Call the people who gave me the bridge. We need the tree. Who promised me to fight with me. Remind them of their promise. So Abbas called them, O people of the tree. They all remember that day
when they promised Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fight along side to side with him. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that time, from the time they ran until they came back, they turned back, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stayed, remained there fighting, saying, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. He was fighting alone, very strong and expert fighter. And he was saying, I am the prophet, no doubt. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib, meaning the grandson. So, in that battle, at the beginning, the kuffar win. But at the end, or a while after that, the Muslims came back, returned back, and they fought against the kuffar, and they won the battle. It was a lesson from Allah Ta'ala to the believers, not to trust other than Allah, not to depend on other than Allah. But look to people today. They trust their weapons, they trust their money, wealth, they trust their medicines, they trust doctors, they trust... No! These are only dues, causes that Allah Ta'ala make them for you in order to obtain and get these things. But your trust must be for Allah Ta'ala. You should only depend on Allah Ta'ala. Should only depend on Allah Ta'ala. So in that battle, when the battle was over, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the captive and he started distributing it. So in that time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam favored some people in the distribution of spoils for conciliation, because they were new Muslims. So he wanted to conciliate them and make them remain Muslims. They were very new to Islam. So he gave them more than the old Sahaba so that they do not reject Islam. That was the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave some more than the others. So he gave Al-Aqra' ibn Habis and Uyayna ibn Hassan 100 camels each. Why? Because Al-Aqra' ibn Habis was the sheriff or the chief of his people. He was the head of the tribe, as well as Uyayna ibn Hassan. And he showed favor also to some more honorable persons amongst the Arabs. Amongst the Arabs. They were new Muslims. But someone said, this one was a munafiq, a hypocrite. Because no one to say like that about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he is a believer. A believer cannot say like that about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah is unjust. Then who can be just? Rasulullah is unfair. Then who can be fair? And look, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even did not give his clothes companions like Abu Bakr and Umar. He did not give Ali. But he gave some people whom just embraced Islam. And they were at the same time people who are obeyed by their own people. So he wanted them to stay in Islam for that the others will accept Islam too. He, that man, said this division or this distribution is not based on justice and it was not intended to win the pleasure of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Very evil statement. Very evil statement. How come one say like that? How come a Muslim say like that? And then Ibn Mas'ud said, I said to myself, by Allah, I will allow alayhi wa sallam of this. So he said, I went to him, to Rasulullah sallam, and informed him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time had his face became red because he became very angry, and he didn't say it. Who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger do not? Who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger do not? Why did Rasulullah ﷺ mention Allah, although the man did not mention Allah? Because Rasulullah ﷺ never asked from his own desire. No. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qalam, ما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. He never speaks or does anything out of desire, but he's a revelation. So if you say Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was unjust, then you mean that Allah is unjust. Certainly that is the meaning of it. Because Allah is the one who revealed to His Messenger, do this and don't do this. Say this and don't say this. He was not asking or saying from his own. So, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم turned angry and said, who will do justice if Allah and His Messenger do not? Then he said, may Allah have mercy upon Prophet Musa alayhi salam. Why? He said, he was caused more distress than this, but he remained patient. Remember, we are in the chapter of patience. There is no any mankind ever been patient like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just because he is so humble, he is mentioning Musa, he does not mention himself. He never recommend himself or praise himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he's recommending and mentioning and praising Musa. For that Musa was patient with what had been done against him from Bani Israel, from the Yahud. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was put in more hard trials than Musa, than anyone else. Look to his uncle. Musa didn't have his uncle walk behind him saying, he is crazy, he is liar, he is possessed by sihr. Musa didn't have that by his uncle, his own uncle, Abu Lahab. Musa didn't have his people name him liar after they used to call him the most honest one. Musa didn't have his people put the dirt over his back while he was prostrating for his Lord. Musa didn't have his people break his head and break his teeth. Musa didn't have his people gather along with the others, like the Jews, to fight him. Musa didn't have that all. Musa didn't have his people kick him out of his town. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was caused to leave his town. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forced to leave his town and migrate to other than Mecca, the place where he loved. But Allah Ta'ala chose a place for him which is much better for him than where he was, people better than those of his. But he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, praising Musa, May Allah's mercy be upon Musa alayhi salam. He was caused more distress than this, but he remained patient. Having here this, that is Ibn Mas'ud saying, having here this, I said to myself, Ibn Mas'ud now felt sorry and blamed himself. Why I caused him to be so angry? I am the one who brought in the news of that bad statement. I should not do that. He meant that. Then he said,
I said to myself, I shall never convey anything of this kind of speech to him in future. Meaning that he doesn't want Rasulullah to be angry for what he hears. But the important thing, Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although he was angry, he did not revenge from that man. He did not punish that man. He did not do nothing. Umar ibn Khattab was there at that time. And he heard the Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, heard Ibn Mas'ud saying so. Then he said, Umar ibn Khattab said, Ya Rasulullah, permit me to break the neck of this hypocrite. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, Ya Umar. No, don't do that. But he did not say to him, no, Ya Umar, don't name him hypocrite, because he was hypocrite. If he wasn't hypocrite, he cannot say this statement. No believer can say this. No believer can say this. Only hypocrites who say that. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Umar, no, don't kill him. Why? He then said, why? He said, I don't want people speak saying that Muhammad killed his companions. People meaning the kuffar, like the Jew and Christians. They start speaking, saying that he killed one of his companions. Because they don't know that this is not a real companion, not he is a hypocrite. The kuffar don't know that. And even when they know that, they want to get the advantage of such a kind of action from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or reaction from Rasulullah. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want the kuffar to benefit. Must be killed, because he said a kufr.
Congratulations.
He said a kufr to name Allah and His Messenger unjust. Then this is kufr. But he sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't kill him, because this man before the kuffar is a companion of Muhammad. So how we kill him? How we kill him? Then this kuffar will get the advantage. Look to how many Muslims today run into the chest of the kuffar. They go to their land and they call them, come and help us with our governments which are not just with us. Come and yani beat them and defeat them. Look to that. This is wrong, Ikhwan. We have to be patient with each other, and especially with our rulers, the Muslim rulers. We have to be patient with them. We have to love them. We have to supplicate, ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive them and help them and make them better. And make them better. By that, the kuffar will lose. But when the kuffar see Muslim after another, going to their lands because they don't like their rulers, these people do not have patience. Rasulullah had patience. Didn't kill this man who said the statement of kufr. So we have to be patient. And by that we end up our session today. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.